Hello, everybody. Well, a second Trump term is now increasingly likely. I'm giving it a 65% chance. Something depends on is Kamala Harris going to be nominated by the Democrats? It looks highly probable. Who will she pick as her running mate? And there's just over 3 months to go. But, you know, all things being equal, he's going to win. So this will be Trump's second term, of course, and the only non-executive second term for president since Grover Cleveland in, was it 1897 he came back in? Don't quite recall. But will Trump be more effective? Will he have learned from his mistakes? Now, Trump hardly learns anything. He has learned that lying is a winning strategy throughout his whole life. Almost his entire life has been a lie. It's been machine gun mendacity, just spewing them out faster than people can cope with them, the gish gallop. People are just simply overwhelmed, and the refutation of them takes so long. The absolute shamelessness is an enormous political asset, plus the gullibility of those who are his followers. They're often people of faith, rightfully are the faithful called simple, and so on. But it's not so much him who will learn from his mistakes. I think it's those who are around him. It'll be opportunity to appoint more federal judges who've got his outlook, as in hyper-nationalist, authoritarian, xenophobic, and so forth. We've got really, really no truck with civil liberties, except where it comes to something like gun rights. So it was quite worrying like that. Now, he failed to overturn the results of the 2020 election. He could try again. I know I hear you say, but wait a second, the Constitution limits him to two terms only. So only a constitutional amendment could change that, which require two-thirds of the House of Representatives. Clearly illegal, he'll try and do it anyway, notwithstanding its blatant unconstitutionality. He's often said, oh, well, you know, Biden cheated, therefore I'm allowed a third shot. You know, I can't just serve two terms, I can serve three terms. He might even try it. Bear in mind, this rate of mental decline, he's going to be even more stark, staring bonkers in 4 years' time, even more delusional. It's going to inflate his ego to even more spectacular proportions in 4 years' time. The way that he dodged that bullet by a centimeter has obviously gone to his head. Oh, yes, it's the Lord saved me. So how come we didn't stop the bullet altogether? I mean, all the Americans who got killed in 9/11, how come God didn't save them? I mean, it's just preposterous. Why doesn't he keep you alive forever? And if you really think God is on Trump's side, don't vote for him. No, 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 no. Just pray for a miracle and then the angel will vote for him or something like that. This level of irrationality is just staggering that tens of millions of people take that seriously as the basis for political policies. So I think he'll be more effective getting his judges in place, maybe getting rid of more bureaucrats, putting in Trump loyalists. That is actually quite worrying. And will he get a majority in the Senate, the House of Representatives? Almost certainly he's going to get a majority in at least one of them. So keep at least the House of Representatives and may well get the Senate back as well, even if by not very much. So more judges will uphold a state's rights to save children. So that's good news. And that's probably the only good thing to come out of this. But more isolationists, his trade deals, well, I don't think he's going to sign any trade deals, end the Ukraine war. But that's really by saying to the Ukrainians, you've got to parley with Moscow, you've got to give them some land, or we're cutting off arms altogether. And the Ukrainians will probably do that. They're talking about it already. There's been a significant softening of the rhetoric. Previously, Zelensky's position was that Ukraine would not open negotiations with the Kremlin until such time as the Russian forces had unconditionally withdrawn from all of Ukraine. And that includes the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia seized in 2014. And now they said that Russia ought to be represented at the next peace conference. It's coming up, is it in Turkey? Is that right, in August? But we shall see. Why are the Ukrainians doing this? Maybe to prove to an incoming Trump administration that they are reasonable, maybe to negotiate from a relatively strong position, because if Trump is inaugurated on the 20th of January, he might leave them in the lurch, because something like 60% of all military donations to Ukraine come from the United States. Now, the other NATO and EU countries could make it up, but they're not going to, because they're going to be too stingy and too foresighted. They can't even see past their nose that if Ukraine falls today, it'll be you tomorrow. He'll go for Lithuania or Latvia, Moldova, whatever. Of course, it's not a NATO operation. Turkey's not giving anything and is trading as normal with Russia. So that's going to be very bad news. On the other hand, will he be firmer on China? Now, the Chinese will know how to butter him up and say, oh, yes, you're the greatest, you've been present for life. He's very, very easy to manipulate. You see his vulnerabilities. So you just play to his ego. And then he might say, okay, well, we'll abandon Taiwan. In fairness to him, the United States acknowledges the Chinese position on Taiwan, that Taiwan is an integral part of China. It's a Chinese province, illegally broken away. So why on earth should the United States fight for Taiwan, which it doesn't even recognize as a country? But the Chinese might take that. So that would be bad news. It would be even worse for the Palestinians, because he just is completely inhumane, doesn't recognize any need to try and mitigate civilian casualties, which is why Benjamin Netanyahu can scarcely conceal his enthusiasm for a second Trump term, because then he thinks that he would slaughter even more Palestinian civilians. Think about it, 39,000 Palestinian civilians murdered, 39,000. It was horrific enough when it happened to 1,000 Israeli civilians, but this has been going on and on and on. And unlike Hamas, the Israeli Defense Force often boasts about its pinpoint accuracy. So this is no mistake. They knew what they were doing again and again and again. And the United States, the United Kingdom, other countries, Germany, have shamefully and disgustingly armed them, provided the weapons which they know these crimes will be committed, and continue to do so. There's been a little bit of tut-tutting from the Biden administration, some weapons shipments very reluctantly withheld. So, but Trump, there'll be none of that. So it's going to be a very dark night for the Palestinians. And why isn't there more moral outrage about this? And obviously, some people are demonstrating about it. So it's horrific. And how much, so much of the Ummah, you know, the worldwide Muslim community in solidarity, why they're not offered refuge in rich Sunni Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and so on. So just pity the Palestinians. Imagine being there, stuck there, seeing so many people killed, the hospitals destroyed, almost no food, no water, no nothing. There really are no safe havens. They can't defend themselves. I mean, it's absolutely infernal. So is it going to be bad news from Trump coming back? He would presumably close all these Justice Department's investigations into himself. If he's convicted of anything at a federal level, he'll try and pardon himself? Will the Supreme Court say he's permitted to do so? Probably, because they got a majority of the Supreme Court, Republican nominees. I mean, I know they're not absolutely partisan, even if they have a conservative philosophy. That doesn't mean they're automatically going to give Trump what he wants. Likewise, so those of more liberal outlook, again, are not automatically going to disagree with the Trump administration legal arguments. But that's the way it usually pans out. So that's all very worrisome. So maybe more trade war, trade deals, more severity in the southern border, some sort of attempt to build a Mexican barrier. So that's what the Trump administration holds. So it's mostly bad news. It's going to be bad news for the environment and almost everything else. Bad news for the United States economy as well. Wow. So yeah, buckle up. We're in for a bumpy ride. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.